Gmail James Driscoll in the mind way at gmail.com YouTube, Colorado Outspoken, comments applied. Why should this not be the standard? Martin J. Driscoll in the mind way at gmail.com Saturday, May 18, 2019 at 8:01 p.m. to Mama, Roni Dockskill Firedancer 42 at hotmail.com, Blythe Rayford Joyfulstep 63 at gmail.com. BCC, Jim Whitescarver, Jimscarver at gmail.com, Michael Catron, Wave WPE, Ladokan at yahoo.com, Louis Earthman, Bubblehead 75 at hotmail.com, Daniel Stifler, Daniel.stifler at gmail.com, Andrew Spieldener, PhD, Poz Blog Writer, Aspieldener at gmail.com, hash Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, hash Crimobone-the.good, Geralino-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Chris Berger, Seabergethley at gmail.com, Inland Empire, ATV Planning Council, Robert Jappo.com, time to clarify why the U.S. never signed the CRPD from 2006, enable at un.org, Chris. Hash crimobone-the.good student number 0004 awesome. You can write him to at gmail.com, Samuel Jesse grew up pledge Lion Martinez, hash crimobone-the.good student number 0001a awesome. Smartinez.07 Parnboy at gmail.com, William Jamal Wilson, first line without need of pledge, hash crimobone-the.good student number 0005 awesome. Will Wilson 003 at gmail.com, hash timothy.earl.marrable, hash crimobone-the.good student number 0003 awesome. Time of the Errols at yahoo.com, key, hash crimobone-the.good student number 0001 awesome. Blackmeat 6969 at yahoo.com, truthfinder help help at truthfinder.com, info DAP. Info at desertatesproject.org, isaacjackson.phd at gmail.com, Jackson, isaacjackson.phd at gmail.com, jobs at cascadeds.org, Sue Lowe, digital content manager, Desert AIDS Project, Slow at desertatesproject.org, Cinnamon, the spice of life to makes nice, Romeo Cinnamon at rockymountaincares.org, Dennis Driscoll, SVT Cobraman at AOL.com, Jamie Villalobos, jamie.villalobos at coloradohealthnetwork.org, Tease Kempner, yes, 2Ts at yahoo.com, Rita Ziegler, regular at interfaceservices.org, Ken Wangard, Kenzenson at gmail.com, Elizabeth Delgado e Delgado at nationalcore.org, Elizabeth Delgado e Delgado at schdc.org, Debbie Kittabrakicket at .net. This email is written to the Daryl Johnson, appearing in this video conducting an interview on hate crimes in the Denver area. He's a hypocrite and involved in a hate conspiracy against the tenancy of the apartment building in the HIV community that he manages. An 11-month hate and harassment campaign targeted tenant in apartment number 112. This email contains web presence content data file folder URLs in organizations and individual names involved in this conspiracy. This should become a standard if the technology was understood, developed, and promoted. Colorado Outspoken, recent hate crimes in Denver metro area, https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals BFM 1XK2 IUCC and T equals 0956 views. Are you ever going to hold the comments of the truth onto this video? By the way, about standards, on the largest popular and most recognized social media networking site of LinkedIn, actual in operation, company name profiles, contain the word, fuck, in them. This to be a part of their actual, operating, business license, not just a DBA. Such examples include, but not limited to, fuck cancer, at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-cancer/about/fuck-yeah-astrophysics, at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-yeah-astrophysics/about/fuck-racism, at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-racism/about/, and, fucked up design, at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-up-design/about/. Furthermore, each of these cited examples of companies above each having similarly existing web presence internet domains accessible matching their namesake, of course. Such as http://fuckcancer.org and http://fuckyastrophysics.com, a non-profit example, and a .com example. With that standard established on that professional site on LinkedIn is the most recognized, that takes this standard to then apply to the entire web. At least the English-speaking and other, multitude, other languages across the globe that have the embedded meme of the meaning of the word, fuck, in their culture. Given that this word is heavily embedded into the cultures of the entire planet, to be one of the most embedded words in general, that makes the use of the word very intrinsically meaningful when it is used. Do you agree with that argument as a foundation? Please provide an answer, blank, rather than deleting this comment due to some offense you are taking. Foundationally then, as an established standard does then apply to the word used of, fuck, in posts, dialogue, and business relations correspondences is a standard that must be allowed. Any deviation by omission is censorship that does not express the meaning of the word and there is no other replacement word that exists. As fuck is more popularly used and commonly understood across multi-languages, it is the best choice to use that any word that can be possibly ideally replaced as a word for peace. Asterisk, 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 asterisk. That statement is unconditionally true. Asterisk, 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 asterisk. Now with that justification used, the use of the word fuck in the linking web presence of http://fuckituphuman.net meets this standard and must be allowed to hold in any YouTube commenting onto any YouTube video to which there is a reasoning or relevant web presence that links the video subject or its appearing persons, this case Daryl Johnson, to the digital objects of our information society that just so happen to be stored at the internet domain referenced here. You fail to understand the culturally understood standard, you need to remove this video from the web so that the applied comments have no purpose to be posted and said. At least here. Now with my statement, as length allows by YouTube commenting, this comment breaks no rules of order that are not allowed on YouTube. By removing this comment, you only go to reinforce the truth of a cover-up that is being offered up here by defending violence, hate, harassment, and retaliatory efforts that Daryl Johnson is in the privy to be involved in. Do you, the web admin of this page, condone such activities? If so, remove once again my commenting onto this video. For the haters as a full and complete overseeing truth have been allowed to win. First off, let's introduce that Daryl Johnson appearing in this video has been the long-term established building manager of Chesney Clean John Apartments on 10th and Washington in Denver, Colorado. Second, let us establish a reliable public record search that the tenant of unit number 112 was James Martin Driscoll between the dates of April 1, 2014 and December 31, 2016. Let us also establish that this tenant, this author, also attempted as a legally accepted standard that cannot be questioned is the right of the tenant to create a startup of an adult consent thought and practice school as a community space in unit number 112 openly accessible to polite and non-interruptive visiting guests which could then become actual students of learning by opening this kind of structured living space. That is exactly what I attempted to do. It was under a full name called The Awesome Crimobone Glows and Blows Playroom and has, of course, an adults-orientated web presence still holding it, http://awesomecrimoboneplayroom.school/baseassumanids/. Have we got that so far? But such an endeavor of empowerment within and for the betterment of persons living with HIV in the community was not allowed to continue. For Daryl Johnson is involved in a conspiracy to violate the privacy of his tenant which was documented real time, as well being his close association to Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, that I as the tenant living in Apt No. 112 was the target subject of an 11-month hate, harassment, and retaliatory campaign against the operations of school startup attempts involved in this space. When I first moved in, I declared and informed Daryl Johnson that I would be projecting the creation of this community space. He had no objection and actually offered to place a sign of my efforts in the front lobby. I told him I was not ready to make such an announcement to the building residents. As I had already been life perspectively documenting the apparent involvement of negative aspects of harassment, hate, and other chaos since first encountered in Oakland, CA and 2005 in another HIV resident placement apartment community, I continued to document my experiences as I attempted to create this startup space. Such a space is against the agenda of HIV leadership as any kind of empowerment placed for the benefit of the community that is out of their holding power to be established among the clients. They filed for unjustified reasons an eviction against my tenancy when there were no other tenant complaints on file for any disturbances created. In fact, I was there for Christmas and received a Goodwill Xmas card from the direct wall-joined neighbor. If my direct wall-joined neighbor had no objections or complaints of the activities of me and my guests, there was no reason to create the foundation that was internally proved to be sourced internal of the building and outward to be sourced from the HIV Social Services Agency directors and officers' leadership. Daryl Johnson, http://chesneyclinjohnapartments.fuckeduphuman.net, and the associated agencies both in town in Denver, http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, and http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net are involved in this hate and cover-up conspiracy. Further, I name http://angelelizabethkitty.fuckeduphuman.net case manager and Colorado Health Network along with http://jamievillalobos.fuckeduphuman.net regional director and second tier top level leadership to be independently personally responsible to the outcomes of violations of privacy and targeting hate, harassment, and retaliatory efforts into the life working presence of tenant James Martin Driscoll, creator of a peace building model of networking technology. In a triad internet domain naming space, created as a trust ladder order to rebuild and build trust and its holding bindings of reality and truth. My name appears along with six other students that I had been able to interface and bring into my fold of understanding and learning on the web presence directory of http://meme.gruup.net/%23crimeobone-the.good/. Colorado Health Network and the associated parties involved in hate conspiracy should and must be compelled to apologize to me and the HIV community as a whole for these circumstances. That is what this posting on a YouTube video is intended to serve. A public announcement of hashtag Mapatapo and a Dinkra symbol used as a meme shared across the community as the Not the Binds parties together involved in a dispute to work out and discuss and provide resolutions and solutions to a conflict that has been left unaddressed. *** This mission as a whole of my posting activities *. Let the public decide what to hold as their beliefs and stop censoring the truth by deletion of public awareness commenting. By so doing, you allow hate to win. The hate paradigm is a systemic problem that is found to be informationally reported by internal employee perspectives of negative outlook reviews found on Glassdoor. I did not author such reviews but they reflect a condition of extremes that apparently the general public is set forth to ignore this truth and hold false admiration and undeserved trust onto the actors of wrongdoing. Collective Region to Region Research Directory of the Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies found on Glassdoor of negative outlook employee reviews. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-views/. For the reporting of this that is tied directly to Colorado Health Network can be retrieved direct link for Glassdoor. You can read them yourself. This is not fake news for sure. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.htm. Assertions are violations of privacy, assertions are dishonest business practices, assertions of racism, a kind of ugly picture of what is truly happening here. Reflect up, http://ryanwhitecareact.fuckeduphuman.net, http://aforevermoredunce.fuckeduphuman.net, and this YouTube video presentation of A Forevermore Dunce, http://community.gruup.net/27, also reflect on this presentation that is in my direct HIV doctor's name from the Denver regional area. http://drnancyellenmattinger.fuckeduphuman.net. qra_forevermore_dunce_hash_conspiracy_exposed_terminates_asap.png. Not surprisingly is that I have encountered this same activity is involved in my hometown, where I am living in my childhood home since I was age 5. http://fukulaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net http://michaelraymaynard.fuckeduphuman.net case manager. http://jenniferannbramer.fuckeduphuman.net mental health program director. http://maristatona.fuckeduphuman.net chief executive officer. #conspiracyexposedterminatesasap_-tyler_perry_perry_punishment_for_your_sins.png. I am forced to be a refugee listing status in my family home. This is the neighborhood I grew up in. I cannot live out on my own without this hate complex being targeted into my life. http://gruup.net is registered to this address. @gruup2019, great reasons, not, us will unite peace. Ref, I have no HIV care doctor currently because this matter is taboo and cannot be discussed among the HIV leaderships involved. http://drericktomomishijino.fuckeduphuman.net. And what happened in the last medical session, March 2019? http://drericktomomishijino.fuckeduphuman.net, vitals.com-reviews/. You can contact any of these persons listed in this post for a statement why they have not been honest and that they defend and enable hate in the HIV community. Please record such statements and I will make it a part of the record within their folders. There is an informational quarantine that establishes a great huge dark deep-seated secret that is harming and injuring the community. The opposite of the goals of this video that are pronounced to be the actions and goals of Daryl Johnson. All these people are hypocrites.